We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. And joining us today, we've got Holly Teagarden, who is the owner of ModRx Treats, which is, I love the name, Moodporium. Welcome on board, Holly.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about ModRx Treats and how you came to be in the industry, because you've been in marketing for quite a while, very successful, and made a big career jump.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I've been in the cannabis industry for 5 years. Prior to that, as you said, I was in marketing, and I was a C-level executive and really burnt out. And decided just to take like a mental health break. During that break, I found plant medicine, different supplements, different ways of self-care, kind of healed myself, so to speak, and realized I felt really called to help other women. And so that it was kind of the journey of how I got in this industry.
Right.
And then with the retreats, I am 50 years old. And I started to, like 2 years ago, look at retreats to go to myself. I'm into woo-woo, cannabis, nice, great food. And what I found in the retreat landscape was that it was less about wellness. Like literally on the East Coast and Midwest, there were no wellness cannabis retreats.
Right.
They were all about like, let's see how much we can consume. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to create what I thought, you know, I wanted. And so this is our second year. And it's just been great. We'll have our largest one next month with 20 guests.
Oh, fantastic. And you're touching on a really interesting point in that. When people talk about this in the cannabis industry, we talk about recreational and medical.
Right.
And outside of the US, medical has a complete different, not all of the world, but a lot of the world, it has a very different connotation because it actually is much more organized and defined, and recreational in the States gets mixed a bit.
Right.
But therapeutical experiences are not really often discussed. And that's an interesting segment within the market to look at and identify and build around, because it's not just one or the other. It's how do you actually drive the benefits beyond I have a sore and I'm taking, you know, a cannabis treatment for it. I have a pain. I have, you know, and you're looking at a holistic approach.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons why my brand is ModRx Treats.
Right.
Because it could just be mood retreats and, you know, but I wanted to make sure that people understood there was that medicinal. We were looking at, you know, 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams and really tying cannabis back to either activities or whatever is like ailing them.
Yeah, you're helping them get to a pathway by which they can also then know how to approach and use it for therapeutic purposes on an ongoing basis, as opposed to general and rough experimentation. When there's so many different varietals and, you know, or strains out there and you get different responses, that's difficult.
Very. And we're dealing with, so I would say that 90% of my retreat guests are either canna curious, in the green closet. So, you know, they're not going to a dispensary and saying, I want this, 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 and this.
Right.
They really are looking for somebody to educate them and trying new things in a safe space.
Right. And are you finding that the people who are coming to you tend to have a particular, like you mentioned, they're in the green closet, or are they trying to address certain issues? Because, the benefits of cannabis for some things are very clearly defined, but for others, people are still learning. Are you seeing a particular segment that's coming to you, or are that you're appealing to?
I would say that we are appealing to women like 40 plus. I mean, we do have younger, but that they're in that like premenopausal, are tired of drinking, looking for other outlets to relax, have sleep issues and anxiety. That's kind of the fold.
Right. And where do you hold the retreats?
Yeah, so I hold them in recreational states. So I'm talking to you from Pennsylvania, but I have my retreats in New York State, Maryland, Michigan. We're looking at next year in Massachusetts. But yeah, predominantly Midwest and East Coast.
Okay. And how many will you hold in the next year?
So we're holding four this year. After being written about in Oprah, we had like a huge amount of influx of people wanting us to do more. But my daughter is 17 and graduating. This will be her senior year. So I'm very mindful of not missing out on that. So,
Yes, you those are the priorities we have to
right.
choose. I have a I've just gone through that. So, and it's really critical. So,
Yes.
and it becomes also a question of how many you can really manage and maintain the quality.
Absolutely. So we have, I mean, at a minimum, we'll have four.
Right.
So I have on staff a wellness expert and a chef that comes with me at all of them. So there is
Right.
continuity, and we continue to refine the approach. But yeah, we don't want to like just make it stale, so to speak, and have it every single month.
Right. Now, there are retreats that are done internationally and for a variety
Sure.
of different things, but for cannabis. And did you look through those to see what you saw as being offered and where the gaps were that you really found different? And is it, are any of the ones that are international you look and refer people to when they don't match what you think you can offer? Because we all have to
Yeah.
identify a client.
So I think, I did a lot of SWOT analysis. Again, my background is marketing. So I have that under my belt. What I did find with the ones that were either in the Caribbean or in Europe, they are definitely plant based, but more like ayahuasca or other plant medicine opportunities. For me, I would never refer somebody unless I've tried it. Like I'm so, I'm like not risk averse, but I'm risk averse. But one of the things that I see that we do that others don't, regardless of whether they're overseas or even here, is we pair the product almost like wine pairings. And so if you are a newbie, you really don't have to think. We've done the thinking for you. And then we've also paired music. So somebody like, for instance, we have our happy hour at 4:20. Somebody, our guest last one a couple months ago said, "Oh my gosh, this music is so cool. Like we're all singing the same music." And I said, "That's intentional. Like the music that are for each activity is curated and intentional because we want people to have a certain mood during that thing."
You're guiding the experience.
And nobody's doing that, or at least to that level, I guess I would say.
And your clients could come from anywhere. You've segmented them already in terms of the ideal profile, in terms of
Sure.
and the profile, for women from a certain age group who are looking for, going through certain aspects of life and menopause. And, but obviously, people won't fly from around the world, although
And they
they have the
have.
same needs. Right? And that's what I was wondering is how are you gathering the garnering that attention, or what are you doing from because of your marketing background? How do you look at that?
I mean, so
Because everybody has the need.
oh my
Well,
gosh. Yeah, I had somebody who drove from Tennessee 7 hours to go to a retreat.
okay.
Last year, I had somebody from Washington State fly in to go to one of our retreats.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I take a lot of like responsibility, like the empathy in me. I'm like, I need to make sure that these people, these women are taken care of.
Right.
Again, I think there are people who be like, why can't you bring it to fill in the blank state? And it's like, well, I have kids, my chef has kids, it goes back to you can come to us. What I'm mindful of when I do pick retreat locations, how easy is it to get on a plane, to get on a bus, to get on a train and get there?
Right. That's critical for access. Yeah, it's interesting. It's fascinating as you build it through and you build, creating that experience. Do you look at them, you're planning for the next year, so there's almost their seasons. Do you have to take all of that into account, but do you interview the people before they arrive to understand where they're at and their needs so that you're curating that, and also when they finished, what happens as far as the journey?
I love that. So the way that we have set this year up, it is based on chakras. So
Okay.
each retreat is completely different. So this one coming up in 2 weeks, we're working on our heart chakra.
Okay.
And all the activities, food, like music, everything is narrowed down to that. And people and the guests know what chakras we're going to be working on
Okay.
at each one. So I feel like they kind of know ahead of time, okay, I really need to work on this. These are my issues. I need to go to that one or to
Right.
another. We have a private space ahead of the retreats where we like not on a Facebook group because like that's
Understood.
the but at that point we are able to kind of see like why people are coming, what their level of experiences, and tweak kind of our program based on that.
Right. Okay.
Afterwards, so what we do though, we make sure that every activity, for the most part, and the cannabis and the products that we use can carry on at their home. It's important that we set them up
Right.
for success with their self-care, that they have the tools. And so that is truly like what they learn when they go to our retreats.
And that's a critical piece because they can't just arrive, gain an experience, and then be left on their own, right? It's like, okay, thanks, goodbye. Right? It's how does it carry forward? Like I was speaking with, we had a couple of people on the show a few months ago who are running clinics using psychedelics in the islands, but they arranged to have 22 therapists on staff for every 15 guests, because for every time there's a treat, because they don't know what the experiencers are going to uncover, but they want a specialist for each area. And afterwards, they match them up to a therapist who's local to them at home, who knows how to address the issues they uncovered. Right? And that becomes a life change. Right? And so, with any type of retreat, that sort of long-lasting impact is incredible to see and to aspire to.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I'm
Yeah,
like, wow.
I'm synthesizing it pretty quickly there, but I
No, I
find it
get it.
amazing when when people are doing retreats, it's so powerful. And when people don't join a retreat or take the initiative to go and travel halfway across the country or halfway around the world because, oh, this will be a fun weekend. It's they need help, and they're looking for it. And help lasts, and the impact you have can last for such a long time.
I mean, we had somebody the last retreat who said, I forgot how to smile until this weekend.
Right. That's powerful.
And we've had another one where it was the first time she had two special needs kids. She cried most of the time because she was just releasing, all the built up emotion that she has to have as a
Right.
parent, just being on high alert all the time.
Yeah, it is something we have
Yeah.
to be. Can't underestimate her. Until you've gone through it, you really don't know. So before you did the retreats, you opened up a dispensary and you built through. And what's happening with all of that side of the business as you go through?
Well, you can't see it because it's all fogged out, but I took
Well,
my
it's only audio, so nobody else can either. So
okay.
I'm not the only one who's deprived.
No, behind me is all of my goods. So I decided this year to take the hemp dispensary online. This is our fifth year, and it just felt like the right time. It's still going. It's just in an office now versus a physical store.
Okay, so it's all basic delivery now as opposed to
Yes.
retail, which is a much better cost base, but a completely different delivery system
Absolutely. Yeah.
logistically.
Yeah. No, so I still am able to mail to most states because it is hemp. It's a, you know, hemp derived. But yeah, so it allows me to control my time, for lack of better words, and to focus on what I want to focus on and grow.
And you build your own brand as that process around your products. And how has that changed over the last few years? Because with a marketing background, you would have entered with certain expectations
Sure.
and then, pivoted and quickly iterated, I imagine.
So I started. It's funny, I've come back to where I started. So my first, I always wanted to help women. I always wanted to help women with their moods. And was like, if I make money, great. If I don't, great. And then, the boom of, all of the synthetic deltas came along, and that changed my tune. All of a sudden I saw like dollar signs. And then I realized I was going down the path that was less about helping people and more about having them, use unabashedly, like, 100 milligrams, what, 250, wee.
It became the commercial and capital aspect as opposed to the
Absolutely, the
altruistic side of
holistic,
it. Yeah, and the
right?
holistic treatments.
So now I've come back 360 and I'm like, listen, I don't care about the money aspect. I want to make sure that I'm truly healing and helping people.
I mean, it's definitely much more fulfilling.
Yes,
But we
for
always need
sure.
the money to be able to pay to do the other side.
Right, exactly. So
So, how have you balanced that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm very lucky. I have a husband who is on his 26th year at the same job, corporate America. So I'm able to be an entrepreneur and to take risks. And so that's kind of what I've done. I've been able to take risks and say, I'm not going to ride this wave anymore. And I don't care if it, you know, if I don't care if I don't make as much money. For me, I'm about, like, as I enter, I think about next year, it's about growing a community. Like the community aspect, I feel like that's where I want to grow, because there is such, I mean, again, I'm 50 years old. I feel like the 35 plus woman in this space is not being heard or seen, or even like can a curious woman, that they just don't have a space to, meet other people and ask questions. And so that's my goal and next year is to really grow a community.
That's fantastic. And money's a necessary evil that we all have to earn, but it doesn't really make us feel happy or good.
Right.
It's just an acquisition. And I've had years where I've and periods where I've had lots of money, and I have periods where I've had
Same.
none.
Right.
And really, when I look back, I wasn't any happier doing one or the other. I just did different things, but it didn't make me any happier.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
And
So, yeah, I mean, the retreat business, if you don't have sponsors, it's not a money maker. You're not like, wee, I'm, living the vida loca. But that's not why I do it. I do it really to like help women, educate women, make them feel empowered.
Which is admirable. And actually, speaking of sponsors, before we have to end, how are you approaching those? Because the market continually shifts and the appetite shifts as well.
It's so hard, it's been this, that's probably been extremely challenging for me because I have women who don't want to be photographed,
Right.
who you don't want the videos, don't want to be tagged. So, when you're trying to reach sponsors and you're like, I'm going to take pictures, but they might not have women in it. It's just a hard, it's what I do is extremely hard when it comes to sponsors and making them understand that, I can't show women in the wild, so to speak, like other retreats do.
Right. Yeah, of course. So it's, and because it's 20 individuals, it's the sponsor would have to know that they're marketing to those individuals outside, and it's a limited group. So who do they speak to after? It's
Right.
right. So that's interesting. That is an interesting challenge. I hadn't,
Yeah,
until
it's
you mentioned sponsors a minute ago, I hadn't even thought about it from your events.
it's a little like but I will say because it is paired and there is that safety net, I have the women that go to our retreats, they're like, oh, I'm gonna go buy this product or that product. I loved it so much,
Right.
I'm gonna continue to use it.
Right.
Because we're giving them in microdoses, they're not having an adverse effect because it's such a low dose.
Right. Which makes, there's some definite aspects
Right.
there. So, Holly, people who want to learn more about the retreats, learn about you, and, potentially reach out to join another retreat, how can they reach you and how can they learn more?
Sure. They can go to our website, the moodrxtreats.com. So moodrx. treats.com or on Instagram, themoodretreats.com. So
Wonderful. Thanks for being on the High on Healthy today. It's been
thank
great
you.
chatting with you.
Same, absolutely.
And thanks to everybody for listening. We'll be back again with you soon. I'm Richard Zwicky.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady, something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.